The Levy County nuclear site has been in the works since 2006. Then Progress Energy projected it would go online in the middle of this decade at a cost of around $6 billion. A series of delays ballooned that cost to well over $20 billion and pushed the time frame back another 10 years. Meanwhile, a 2007 Florida law allowed the utility to pass along the cost of the project before it started producing energy.
Those customers have paid the utility company over $1 billion, and will get absolutely nothing for it.
Florida State Senator Mike Fasano helped repeal that law. But that repeal is one of the reasons Duke says it's shutting down the project, along with the advent of cheaper natural gas and delays in the project's federal certification. Duke spokesman Tim Pettit admits that's left ratepayers holding the bag for a project that will never create power.
Each year, you know, we evaluate the viability of various plants and options that might be on the table. You know, in this case here, the tea leaves are now different, and so this is not the viable option for us today.
The cancellation leaves Duke with just one new nuclear site in the works in Cherokee County, South Carolina. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.